sees your heart this morning. And the Lord that sees your heart will minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just one topic that is in my mind that I want to share. Amen. Where mothers pray. Where mothers pray. Why do we have to pray? Go to all churches today, especially when there is a miracle center, or maybe they are doing crusade, or maybe there is something. Let's be honest with ourselves. Who will you find more there? The population of the people that will be in that place will be what? Hallelujah. Why mother pray? Amen. Mother pray because they have tears in their eyes. Tears that nobody will see. Tears that are times where people are coming to clean off. Tears that they want, you know, they use Mary Kay, Powder K, Avon K to cover. Praise the name of the Lord. Mother pray because they have agony in their heart. They see other children doing well. But what happened to their own children? And you will see most of the time you see your mother, even in the kitchen, he will look at you and say, Father, Lord, 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 answer me. I stand in the sanctuary of God this morning. And I say the Lord will hear that prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will answer those prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mother's prayer. When mother pray, things happen. When mother pray, there's always an answer. When mother pray, they groan in their hearts, and Lord always wipe away their tears. I stand in the sanctuary of God this morning, and I declare, by the power in this assembly, the Lord will wipe away your tears. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me encourage you this morning. Lord, answer prayer. It does not matter how it takes. Amen. At times you look and see what happened. The Lord has put me on voicemail. I have prayed. I have fasted. But God, what is going on? You are not answering my prayer. No. Don't worry that woman. Don't worry that lady. This morning, the Lord will bring answer to your prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's open to 1 Samuel chapter 127. 1 Samuel 127. 1 Samuel 127. Rema Shakarababa. For this child I have prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I ask of him. We all know the story of Anna. Brethren, Anna go to Shiloh every year. And the Bible record there was a time that he has a encounter with Eli. Praise the name of the Lord. That means she has been going to that Shiloh every year, praying to the extent that the priest thought she was drunk. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why I say when I begin, I say some mothers, you will see them as a crazy woman because the way they will be praying, they will be praying. It's not that they are crazy. Praise the name of the Lord. But there is something inside them. But look at that verse. Anna said, I have prayed for this boy. He said, for the child I prayed. Amen. We all know the story. It is not the first year, be encouraged. It is not the first year that Anna went to Shiloh that God answered her prayer. That's a particular time. I don't know what you are trusting God for. Tell your neighbor. That is a particular time. there will be a particular year. And this is the year that the Lord will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say to your neighbor, this is the year that the Lord will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then you will be able to come to the altar of God and testify and say, for the child I pray. You may not be a child. You may be business. You may be a change of job. You may be a change of career. You may be you are looking for a life partner. I don't know what is yours today. Amen. But I stand in the sanctuary of God. I say, you will surely testify. You will surely testify. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray. And God answer. All your prayers shall be answered today in Jesus' name. That's your secret pain. That's your secret tears. That's your agony. Shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. When mother prayed, Anna prayed, Anna fasted, Anna was going to Shiloh every time. Amen. Tell somebody beside you, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, at times, mothers give up at the edge of their miracle. Amen. It's like we all know, someone that is pregnant, you first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, you now say, I can't continue again. No. You just have few months to go. Or you get to labor ward, the midwife will say, madam, push. And say, no, I'm tired. You will never be tired in Jesus' name. So whatever it takes, praise the name of the Lord. It may be your children are not doing very well. Don't worry. Hold on. Keep on going to Shiloh. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. One day, the Lord will answer your prayer. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe that year, if Anna has refused to go to Shiloh, what will have happened? Amen. I know at times situation make us to feel tired. We are a human being. We have blood that flows. At times people laugh at you. At times people say something. And you call yourself a prayer warrior. Look at your life. Shake it off. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember years ago when my husband traveled. My shop. Waiting there, dear. Hallelujah. When we say, we use the money to eat. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So one woman come and say, she always wants to wind me up. Madam, I want to buy this. I say, I don't get. But if you give me a few minutes, there is another wholesale shop that I can run to go and buy. Madam, I want to buy paracetamol. I don't get. Which one you did? Now, what you did say? You just open shop, nothing there. I look up, I say, God, they are reminding you of my issue. God make way for me. Has anybody reminded you of your issue? They call you names. They call you things. They even look at you. My sorrow, sito madobuseku. I will talk to you that you will cry. Some people will even come to you say, well, I will speak to you. That when you get to, you will go and poison yourself. Shake it off. They are not your God. They have said so many things to Hannah. But what happened? Hannah believed in the God that she's serving. And the Lord answered her prayer. This morning, I'm encouraging somebody to say, believe in that your God that you are serving. That your God will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. If your children are not doing well, don't worry. I know a woman very close to me. In fact, that boy, smoke Igbo. In their street in Nigeria, you know it's abomination. When a child smoke, And he will not even hide it. Yeah? It will stay on the face of their street. Their surname is the name of that street. So they are so popular. And he will see that when everybody going up and down will see him, I'll be smoking. Everybody know. When they want to describe the house, say, the house of that, you know, that boy, that woman, that man, that the boy smoke Igbo. So that is how they would describe the house. But today, am I speaking to somebody? Today, that boy is a pilot in America. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't worry. Keep on praying. If your children are not doing well, pray for them. One day, the Lord will change them. One day, they will meet with destiny changer. And everything about them will change. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's open to Esther. Don't go to share another woman that prayed in the Bible. Esther 4, we read 10 to 17. Can somebody read for me, please? Esther 4, 10 to 17. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his, to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's word. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Susan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in into the king, which is not according to the laws. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at verse 14. I'm interested in verse 14b. He says, if you keep quiet at this time, mothers, if you keep quiet at this time, if you keep quiet at this time, mother, you cannot even keep quiet. Amen. As young as my sister Yemi's mom, you see, she will still try. She will come to church. Even back at home, she comes, she go to church, she pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Mother, you cannot allow to say, there's nothing concerning me, I'm doing well. Amen. Even mothers, you will pray before they get married. Mama is still praying for Brother Leke. Hallelujah. Because I'm watching this movie. I know everybody watch it anyway. Another worse marriage. Anytime I watch that film, I'm praying, no. I don't want that kind of wife as Vivian for my son. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why mother needs to pray. Amen. Just first day that this lady entered the house, it has been problem. And that is why mothers, can you keep quiet? Because you have boys, you have to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. After the marriage again, you still have to keep on praying for the fruit of the womb. Abby, praise the name of the Lord. When they have children, what happened? You keep on praying for the grandchildren. So, mother, you cannot keep quiet. Amen. You have to continue to pray for the liberation of our children. Hallelujah, somebody. Tell your neighbor, do not keep quiet. Oh, mother that doesn't pray, I don't know what happened to them. As a mother, you have to pray. You pray in the morning, you pray in the afternoon, you pray in the evening. You pray for them, you pray for their business. And that is why when your children are doing well, you will see the beauty of motherhood. Praise the name of the Lord. I love it when you go for a wedding, they say, mother, come and dance with your son. Hallelujah. Because people that organize those things know the agony. For that woman, we were in a wedding a few days ago. And if you see the way this woman was rolling on the floor, you will know. If they give that woman microphone to share the testimony, I think she will take the whole day. Praise the name of the Lord. Mother, please don't keep quiet. Pray. And verse 16 says, gather people together, fast and pray. Women of excellence, when we say, let us pray, join the prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Come to church. I know our work is, you know, we have to work, we got bill to pay. But apart that you have the bill to pay, part of your bill is when you pray and fast for your children. Hallelujah. So that those bills, you know, you don't have to pay them in your old age. Because when your children are doing well, they will look after you. And I pray for you this morning that at your old age, your children will look after you. You will not labor in vain. You will not use your hand to bury your children. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to round up with the special thing that everybody read during the Mother's Day. Hallelujah. The virtuous woman. Let's see Proverbs 31st. Proverbs 31, and I'm taking it from 25. Amen. Strength and honor are the clothes, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Praise the name of the Lord. He said the strength, amen, the strength is her clothes. That means, mother, we need strength. Hallelujah. We need to ask God every day to continually clothing us with strength. Amen. Let's be honest with ourselves. Children, hello. If your mommy is sick, what happened in the house? Amen. What happened? But if daddy is sick, what happened? Praise the name of the Lord. So children, we need to continue to pray for our mother. And mother, we need to be praying for ourselves that God give me strength. Give me strength to be able to carry my duty as a mother. Hallelujah. And children, husband, you need to pray for your wife, for your mom, to say, Father, strengthen my wife. Strengthen my mother so that she will be able to carry out our duty. Hallelujah. And he said she will rejoice. I pray for you that you will rejoice in time to come in the mighty name of Jesus. 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Hallelujah. I am not boasting. Women, we need wisdom. Honestly, I ask for wisdom and knowledge every day of my life. It is not by age. At times I wonder, hey, this church, oh, we are plenty in Jesus' name. We are many in Jesus' name. But as big as we are, as plenty as we are, I ask God for wisdom every time. And at times, you know, I was talking to somebody, I said, you don't masquerade. Amen. Has anybody seen masquerade before? Yeah? Inside the masquerade, you are just seeing the clothes. But somebody is inside the masquerade. That person is actually the masquerade. You see that colorful clothes you are seeing? It's not the real masquerade. It's the person inside. Praise the name of the Lord. Behind the successful man is a good woman. Woman, take your place. You are not controlling. No. You are not in charge. But underneath, you are in charge with wisdom. At times, your husband wants to take certain decision. You're not going to say, no. I'm not taking it. He will not listen to you. But when you say, dear, do you think that way or that way? Why not do it this way? May the Lord give you wisdom. Amen. Because the man will now open and say, I'm not thinking it that way. That is wisdom of a mother. May the Lord grant you wisdom and knowledge to occupy your position as a mom in the mighty name of Jesus. And don't forget that your children even come to you because they know that Lord has, it's written in the Bible that you open your mouth with wisdom. And if you don't have wisdom and they come to you once and the way you speak to them, they don't like it, they won't come again. Hallelujah. Don't mind mom. But when you open your mouth with wisdom and knowledge to advise your children, your husband, they will keep on coming to you. And that is why, mother, we need to pray for wisdom and knowledge so that we will not be irrelevant. In the mighty name of Jesus, in our husband's house, in our children's life, we shall be relevant in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at verse 27. When mother prays, hallelujah. Mother pray for wisdom. They pray for knowledge so that they will be able to be a good woman and a relevant mother. Amen. She looked well to the way of the household and exhorted and heeded not. Amen. She so had. She watched over the way of her household. Mother that prays, God reveals things to you. Hallelujah, somebody. You watch over. They are not idle. They don't hit, from the idleness. They are very agile. They have strength. They pray. They pray in the morning. They pray in the afternoon. They look over everything. We are not saying they are over Sabio. Praise the name of the Lord. But when you see a good mother, the mother that pray, God shows things to them. Praise the name of the Lord. I have seen some revelation regarding my boys, and I call them, and I pray, and honestly, it come to pass. And I say, Shabi, I told you, praise the name of the Lord. You have to ask God, Father, strengthen me. For if you are not doing it before, please change today. The mother that pray, God seeks, God has given them the opportunity to see future, to support their children, to support the family, to support even the community, to support the house of God. Praise the name of the Lord. She watch over the way of her household. She watch over the way of her household. Praise the name of the Lord. The mother that pray. The mother that pray. The mother that pray. The praying mother. And I join heaven with you this morning. As you pray, the Lord will answer you. As you pray, the Lord will wipe away your tears. Those secret tears that you cannot share with anybody, the Lord will wipe it away today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want the choir, can we rise up on our feet? I want the choir to please help me with this song. Then we bring in our daddy to pray for us. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even the light began. My life is seen his land. He knows his own.
He calls me his own.
He never leave me.
He never leaves me. No matter where I go. He knows my every thought. He sees the tears that draw, and he hears me when I call.
Powerful message. Let's put hands together for Mama. Hallelujah. We can do better than that. There's this song that says, "Hold on, my brother." Can you play it? Brother, the change is gonna come. Hold on, my brother. The change is coming. It's not disabled. It's Kirk Franklin's song. Just say it to somebody.
Repeat it again.
God said to somebody, change some. Hold on, change is coming. Change is coming. Hold on.
Don't worry about it. I will repeat it again.
Hold on. Change is coming. Hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. But it's a message for somebody. As Mama was preaching, it kept on ringing in my brain. Hold on. Change is coming. I want to take two prayers with you. Just two prayers, and then we take our offering and we go. In the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 22 to 23. Please, somebody, you need to pray today. Mama just pray to us. Mothers who pray. Let's put it Christians who pray. Hallelujah. With all due respect, I send my sincere condolence to the Wigwe family. Yesterday, in the same church, the father, the mother, and the first son buried. The father and the grandfather was there. At the burial ground, he collapsed. I was talking to somebody this morning. I'm almost emotional the way I'm saying this. Four people died in that family through accident. The sister of Wigwe was going on honeymoon, had an accident. She's the only one who died. Every other person survived. Patterns. You know, we pray about patterns. There's some of us, we just joke about it. Now, where was that daddy looking at when all those patterns was be in place? The other pattern is that they start something big. When it is a time to manifestation, they go. If you see the beautiful university he built, they have not recruited any student. Somebody, you need to pray. I beg you, when it comes to prayer, don't joke with it. Kali Bali Koto Bregede. And oftentimes, we are talking about mother. Oftentimes, it had cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. He said, but if thou can do anything, it was before Jesus. He said, Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can do anything, have compassion and help us. If you can do anything, you are going to cry to God. This is my situation. This is my joy. This is my condition. Oh God, if you can do anything, have compassion on me. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. If you can do anything, 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 have compassion on me. Talk to God about that condition. Talk to God about that your husband. Talk to God about that your wife. Talk to God about that child. Talk to God about that your wife, your fiancé. Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on me. If you can do anything, if you can do anything, have compassion. I know you can do everything, Lord. Have compassion on me. Talk to him. Call the name of the child. Call the name of the husband. Call the name of the wife. If you can do anything, call the name of your employer. If you can do anything, if you can do anything, if you can do anything, Koborondo yegede gede. Call the name of that sickness. Call the name of that sickness. If you can do anything, Lord. If you can do anything. Kotoba logodogodo. Idambali katokoto. Call to God this morning. If you can do anything, Lord. If you can do anything, have compassion. Lord, I'm not saying I'm perfect. Have compassion on me. Show me your mercy, Lord. 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 If you can do anything, have compassion on me, Lord. Have compassion. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In the book of Luke chapter 7, give me verse 12. Mothers, I want you to pray. Anything that is dead in your life that you still need, receive it back right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive it back right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I have a bit more power in this thing? I'm shouting. Liki kantuba ligada. Etuba ligate koto. What you have not planned will not scatter what you have planned. What you have not planned, what you did not budget for, it will not scatter what you plan in the name of Jesus. The program of God for your life will come to pass. Any wicked person, any power in your father's house that want to scatter what you have, I bury them alive today in the name of Jesus. Anyone who says how far you will go, I will see you to the end. That person died for you today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says here, now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, Jesus was the one who came. Behold, there was a dead man carried out. The only son of this mother. Mothers, hear me tonight, this afternoon. You will not see the death of any of your children. You will not use your hand to bury any of your children. You will not see the end of any of your children. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said the only son of the mother. That power came to empty that woman. Hear me, nothing will empty you. Nothing will empty your life. Amen. Nothing will empty your life. Amen. Nothing will empty your life. Amen. Every power of empty, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every power that want to take away your joy, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any power that want to take away your hope, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Any power that says you will remain lonely, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Any power that says what you pray for, you will throw them away, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says here, and she was a widow. What means is the power already came to the house. We don't know whether she didn't think about it much. And that was why I was talking about the weak way family. Patterns begin to happen. Listen to me, church. I beg you with the message of God, be careful of patterns. When you see something that's a pattern, don't take it lightly. Patterns are terrible. Patterns are difficult. Patterns are stubborn. Patterns are stubborn. And much people of the city was with her. Can I shock you? Part of the people with her are part of the problem. Anybody who is laughing with you but is against you, they will die suddenly. Amen. Any household enemy that is behind what you are going through, by fire, by force, they will die today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give me the next verse. And in verse 13, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. That is the first prayer we prayed, Abby. Lord, if you can do anything, have mercy on me. If you can do anything, show me compassion. And the Bible says God can do anything. He said, with faith, all things are possible to you. So if all things are possible to you, why would it not be possible for God? And he had compassion. Heaven, we have compassion on you today. Yeah. Mothers, weep not. Solution is coming. Mothers in the house, weep not. Solution is coming. That child will change. That situation will turn around. That thing you are hoping and praying for will come into your hand in the name of Jesus. In verse 14, it went on, and he came and touched the bear. The bear is the coven. The bear is the foundation. It was the bear that carried the father away that is coming to carry the boy. In the Wigwe family, it was accident that takes them away. It was accident. I am very sure if that helicopter has crash landed in Nigeria, they will have said it is witches and wizards. So nobody says it's witches and wizards. America said they will do their study for 2 years. Nigeria didn't complain. If Nigeria said you will study for 1 week, why am I saying patterns? Patterns. I was looking into the church of the service. People older than the guy were sitting down there laughing. I saw Obi them sit down, making joke. Dangote making joke. They all senior the guy. They were sitting in the front row. Dangote, Obi, all of them. Minister of Abuja, all of them make cracking jokes on a family of three bodies in front of them. Hear me and hear heaven. Your mess is turning into a message.
Amen.
Your mess is turning to a miracle.
Amen.
Your mess is turning around today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus touched the bear. He touched the foundation. He touched the beginning of the problem. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. I say unto you, arise. What you are looking for, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. What you are believing God for is arising today. It's coming up. It's coming out. It's coming to you in the name of Jesus. Give me verse 15, and that is where our prayer point is. And he that was dead, what did he do? They didn't say sit up. Huh? He said, he that was dead sat up. And he began to speak. Your prayer will begin to speak.
Amen.
Your prayer will begin to speak. You know, mommy started with this scripture in 1 Samuel 1:27. Anna said, the child I pray for. What you pray for today, you are getting it in the name of Jesus. That thing you are believing God for today, you are getting it in the name of Jesus. Go back to the book of Luke. And the last thing he said, 15. And what? He delivered him to his mother. Stretch your two hands towards the altar. What you are praying for, what, stretch those two hands to the altar. What you are believing God for, what you are praying for, I hand them over to you right now in the name of Jesus. I hand them over to you right now in the name of Jesus. That miracle you are waiting for, receive it right now. That child you are praying for, receive it right now. That job you are praying for, receive it right now. That husband you are waiting for, receive it right now. That help you are praying for, receive it right now. Everything you have been praying for, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I go on my two knees. God of heaven, I pray. Today is Mother's Day. Every person represented here, everything they are praying for, hand it over to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, do not let anybody out. From child to adult, let every one of us receive everything we are prayed for. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want us to give a thunderous 7 hallelujah. Number 1, hallelujah. Number 2, hallelujah. Number 3,
hallelujah.
Number 4,
hallelujah.
Number 5,
hallelujah.
Number 6,
hallelujah.
And the last one, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask for mercy. Let your mercy speak for your children. Let them carry their miracle right now. Let them begin to carry their miracle. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majesty.